سورة المدثر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر، وربك فكبر، وثيابك فطهر، والرجز فاهجر، ولا تمنن تستكثر، ولربك فاصبر. 7 verses and we find a complete picture of a da'i, the tools that you need in your mission to call people towards Allah. Allah starts by saying lovingly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O you enveloped in garments, arise and warn. Now let's read these verses as if Allah is addressing us personally. Get up and start warning people. Don't just waste this precious life. Warn whomsoever you can, whether your servants, your friends, your children, your neighbors, your society. Get up and warn. Om, start doing something. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. People say, how do we do that? How do we do da'wah? By exalting your Lord. Don't connect them to yourself. Don't get them to set you on a pedestal so they're hero worshipping you. And you want their praise? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Exalt your Lord. Glorify your Lord. Connect them to Allah. And Allah will do the rest. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِّرْ. And purify your garments. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهَجُرْ. And shun impurity. In other words, it's not enough that I'm telling people so I'm forgiven. No, the da'i needs to be doubly conscious of any sins he might be committing. The da'i needs to be doubly careful lest he be committing any impurity himself. وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Subhanallah. Do not consider your deeds as a favor to Allah. And we read one salat, we invite one person towards Allah and we think we've done Allah a great favor. Allah says no, don't be complacent about it. Don't think you've done Allah a great favor. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. And this is the key ayat. And be constant for the sake of your Lord. Persevere in this da'wah. Why? So people admire you? People say what a great speaker you are? No. لِرَبِّكَ, for the sake of Allah. Go on doing it, even if no one's listening, even if no one's coming, even if people are laughing at you, even if you're exhausted at the end of the day. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. You have to do it. For the sake of Allah, we have to be constant. Whether we're exhausted, whether we're fatigued, whether we're sick. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. Be constant for the sake of your Lord. فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ. Then when the trumpet is sounded, truly that day will be a hard day, far from easy for the disbelievers. ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. Leave me alone, with whom I created alone. And then granted him resources in abundance, and children to be by his side, and made life smooth and comfortable for him, after all that he desires that I should give more. Kalla, innahu kana li ayatina anida. No, indeed he has been opposing our signs. I shall oblige him to climb a mountain in hellfire. Innahu fakkara wa qaddar. Indeed he thought and plotted. Then let him be cursed, how he plotted. And once more let him be cursed, how he plotted. Then he thought, then he found that he looked bad-tempered. Then he turned back and was arrogant. Then he said, this is nothing but magic from that of old. This is nothing but the word of a human being. سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. I will cast him into hellfire. Now you might have noticed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nobility is such that very few criminals in the Quran are mentioned by name. Very few people. Abu Lahab, you have Fir'aun, you have Haman and Qarun, and you have some others. But mostly it's always this anonymous person. Now one reason is because the Quran is a timeless book. If Allah had mentioned the name of this person here, we would have said yes, this is a reference to him. When Allah says, have you not seen the one who does this? Allah is telling us, think about it. Maybe you're that person. Maybe you're doing what this person is doing. Allah says, I will cast him into hellfire. And what will make you realize what hellfire is? It spares not any sinner, nor does it leave anything, burning and blackening the sins. Over it are 19 angels as keepers of hell. And we have set none but angels as guardians of the fire. And we have fixed their number 19 only as a trial for the disbelievers, in order that the people of the book may arrive at a certainty, and that the believers may increase in faith. And that no doubt may be left for the people of the book and the believers, and those in whose hearts is a disease, and the disbelievers may say, what does Allah intend by this curious example? Thus Allah leads astray whom He wills, and guides whom He wills. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. And none knows the armies of your Lord but He. And this hell is nothing else than a warning reminder to mankind. Now we need to understand that in this day and age as well, there's been a campaign, and this man has tried to prove that every ayat in the Quran is based on the number 19. Now according to this theory, he's even had to delete 2 verses in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that don't fall into a fitna such as that. When we read that Allah says that over it are 19 angels, we should not start inventing theories of our own in which we try and prove how every verse is based on this number 19. Kalla wal qamar, wal layli idh adbar. No, and by the moon, and by the night when it withdraws, and by the dawn when it brightens. Indeed, it is one of the greatest signs. A warning to mankind, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَتَقَدَّمَ وَيَتَأَخَّرَ. To any of you that chooses to go forward or to remain behind. Some of us hear the Quran and we race towards obedience. Some of us read about tahajjud and we want to get up and pray for tahajjud and we start. And some of us delay and dawdle and loiter and think, well, there's lots of time yet, what's the big hurry? Every person is a pledge for what he has earned, except those on the right, those who receive their record in the right hand. In gardens they will ask one another about the criminals. Again and again this word, the criminals, those who disobeyed Allah. They will say to them, what caused you to enter hell? Now look at their answer. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. They will say, we were not of those who used to pray. Astaghfirullah. We weren't of those who used to pray, and nor did we feed the poor. Now we read feeding the poor and we have this image of this poor man and you give him food and that's it. Feeding the poor really encompasses all basic needs that people have, such as education, employment, etc. If you're creating an opportunity for someone's employment, if you've hired someone, then you're actually creating the means of food for them. And we learn that whoever does this serves humanity in any such way for Allah's sake, Allah will reward him. So these people in hell are saying two things, that we weren't of those who used to offer salah, nor did we feed the poor. And we used to talk falsehood with vain talkers, arguing against Islam endlessly. Why has Allah said this? Why hasn't Allah said this? Why has Allah done this? Why are the Muslims suffering? And we used to deny the day of judgment, too busy bickering and too busy arguing to do anything for death. حَتَّى تَانَ الْيَقِينَ. Until they came to us the certainty. And so the angel of death was standing there, and too late, no more chances to go back and pray, no more chances to serve mankind now. So no intercession of intercessors will be of any use to them. People who've read La ilaha illallah shouldn't think that the Prophet ﷺ will intercede for them. فَمَا لَهُمْ. What is wrong with them that they run away from receiving admonition as if they were wild donkeys fleeing from a hunter? People say, don't tell us if we know we have to act upon it. Oh, the Quran frightens me. I'm not ready for the Quran. Allah says, what's wrong with these people? Why are they acting like ostriches? No, we don't want to think about that. And we don't want to think about the hereafter. No, every one of them desires that he should be given pages spread out. Everyone says, why doesn't Allah show me a sign? And why doesn't Allah give me a proof? Kalla, kalla yakhafuna al-akhirah. They're just excuses that these people have invented. The truth of the matter is, they're not afraid of the hereafter. Kalla, innahu tazkira. This Quran is an admonition. So whosoever will, let him read it and receive admonition from it. وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. And they will not receive admonition unless Allah wills. Allah is the one deserving that mankind should be afraid of, and He is the one who forgives. It's Allah we should be running after, not people. Suratul Qiyamah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La uqsimu bil yawmil qiyamah. I swear by the day of judgment, and I swear by the self-reproaching soul. Does man think that we shall not assemble his bones? Yes, we are able to put together in perfect order the tips of his fingers. We find in this surah that the day of judgment is made a witness upon its own occurrence. See, Allah reminds us that everything that's born has to end one day. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. Everything will perish except Allah's being. And if you think about it, the very idea of justice demands that there should be a day of judgment. That people who got away with their sins in this world should be punished for their sins. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامًا. Why then is man denying? Man desires to continue committing sins. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. He asks, when will be this day of judgment? So when the sight shall be dazed, and the moon shall be eclipsed, and the sun and the moon will be joined together. On that day man will say, where should I flee? كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ. No, there is no refuge. إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمُسْتَقَرْ. To your Lord alone will be the place of rest that day. I'd like to read out a theory, and this is an article by Dr. Muhammad Humayun Khan about the Day of Judgment. He says many verses in the Quran describe the Day of Judgment. We live in a universe that has been expanding since its creation, billions of years ago. Both the birth of the universe with the Big Bang and its expansion are described in the Quran. Scientists do not know if the expansion will continue forever or if one day the universe will begin to contract. However, the Quranic verses suggest that the universe will not expand forever and the Day of Judgment will begin with the contraction of the universe. It appears that time and gravity will reverse when the universe begins to contract. Reversal of time will bring about the resurrection from the grave. In this time-reversed world, we will come across all the good and evil that we did in our lives. Reversal of gravity will be the cause of the final earthquake mentioned in the Quran. This will change the earth so that it will be turned inside out and be transformed into a giant hollow sphere with the sky towards its center. The reverse gravity focused towards the earth's center sky will have a runaway effect on space. The space in the center sky will be literally torn apart to produce openings or gates to the higher dimensions that are beyond our universe. Through these openings, we will be removed from the collapsing universe. Everyone will be taken away to escape the unrelenting effect of time reversal that could regress us to nothingness in our mother's womb. In some higher dimension or plane, mankind will be brought together from all times and all places in history to face the judgment for their deeds and hell or heaven. Wallahu a'lamu bis-sawab. Allah knows best. Allah says on that day, man will call out, where can I run? Where can I hide from Allah? Kalla la wazar. There is no refuge. To your Lord alone will be the refuge that day. On that day, man will be informed of what he sent ahead and what he left behind. The good deeds that he did or the bad deeds that he did, and those things that he just postponed doing, and all those commitments and priorities of his which he placed before the hereafter. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Man will be a witness against himself. Imagine your eyes speaking and telling Allah what you saw which Allah did not wish you to see. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرَ. Even if he presents excuses, people say, no, I'll just tell Allah that I was too busy, my children don't let me pray, and my husband doesn't let me read the Quran. Man will be a witness against himself, even if he presents excuses. Do not move your tongue concerning the Quran to make haste therewith. It is for us to collect it and give you the ability to recite it. Then when we have recited it to you, then follow its recital. Then it is for us to make it clear to you. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَ. No, but you love the life of this world. That's it, isn't it? That's why we can't obey Allah. That's why we're never ready to turn to Allah, because we can't bear to give up our fun. وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَ. And you forget the hereafter. You neglect the hereafter. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَ. Some faces that day will be shining and radiant. إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَ. Looking at their Lord. What is Allah? نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The light of the heavens and the earth. Light only penetrates something clear. Sunlight is only reflected in a clear pool of water or a clear mirror. Sunlight irradiates particles of dust. It doesn't irradiate mud. So if our heart is pure and if our heart is radiant and focused on Allah's love, then inshallah we will be able to see Allah that day. But if our hearts are murky and muddy with venom and hatred and disobedience and hypocrisy, then how can we expect to see Allah? وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرَةٌ. And some faces that day will be gloomy and sad, thinking that some calamity is about to befall them. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي. No, when the soul reaches to the collarbone. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاق. And it will be said, who can cure him? If you ever seen someone dying, who can save them? وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. And the person realizes that this is it, the time of separation. I'm going now. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. And one leg will be joined with another. إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقُ. On that day, the going will be towards your Lord. فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. And this poor man, he deluded himself. Neither did he believe, nor did he pray. No iman and no good deeds. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. But he denied and he turned away. Then he walked in conceit to his family, admiring himself. I don't need to obey Allah. I don't need to pray. So what happened? أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى. Woe to you, then again woe to you. Again woe to you, and again woe to you. Does man think that he will be left neglected? We think we can do what we like and Allah is not going to say anything to us? Was he not a drop of semen poured forth? Then he became a clot. Then Allah shaped and fashioned him in due proportion and made of him two sexes, male and female. Is not Allah able to give life to the dead? بَلَى. Surah Al-Dahr, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Have there not been over man a period of time when he was not a thing worth mentioning? If we think back to it, what were we in the beginning? Just a drop of disgusting fluid. Indeed, we have created man from drops of mixed semen. نَبْتَلِيهِ So we can test him. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا So we made him hearer and seer. Indeed, we showed him the way, whether he is grateful or ungrateful. Free will, the choice is ours, if we wish to obey Allah or disobey Allah. Indeed, we have prepared for the disbelievers iron chains, iron collars, and a blazing fire. Indeed, the righteous shall drink of a cup of wine mixed with water from a spring in paradise called Kafur, a spring wherefrom the slaves of Allah will drink, causing it to gush forth abundantly. They are those who fulfill their vows, and they fear a day whose evil will be widespreading. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا And they give food, in spite of their love for it, or for the love of Allah, to the poor, the orphan, and the captive. Now we find that Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima were both fasting one day. They were about to open their fast, and they had very little to open their fast with. When there was a knock at the door, and they opened the door, and there was a poor person standing there saying, The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me to ask if you have something to give me. Without a word, they handed him all that they had that day. The next day again they were fasting, and they had very little. And what happened? That there was a knock at the door, and this time there was an orphan. And the third day there was a captive. And each day they gave everything away. Now Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima did not boast about this deed, but Allah mentions this. Those who give food, those who help people, despite their own need for it, to the poor, to the orphan, and to the captive. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ We feed you for Allah's pleasure alone. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا We do not wish for any reward, nor do we wish for any thanks from you. Now this is beautiful, that when you do something for Allah's sake alone, you don't even want the other person to acknowledge it. Now can you imagine if the other person wanted to thank us, we'd never give them something again. Look at the words, we don't want any return from you, we don't even want thanks from you. Why? Because we want everything from Allah. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا Indeed we fear from our Lord, a day that is hard, that will make faces look horrible. So Allah saved them from the evil of that day and gave them a light of beauty and joy. And their recompense shall be Jannah and silken garments because they were patient. Reclining therein on raised thrones, they will see there neither the excessive heat of the sun nor the excessive bitter cold. And the shade thereof is close upon them, and the bunches of fruit thereof will hang low within their reach. And amongst them will be passed around vessels of silver and cups of crystal, crystal clear made of silver. They will determine the measure thereof, and they will be given to drink there of a cup of wine mixed with ginger, a spring there called Salsabil, and round about them will serve boys of everlasting youth. If you were to see them, you would think them scattered pearls. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا And when you look there, you will see a delight that cannot be imagined, and a great dominion. Their garments will be of fine green silk and gold embroidery. They will be adorned with bracelets of silver, and their Lord will give them a pure drink. It will be said to them, This is a reward for you, and your endeavors have been accepted. Indeed, it is we who have sent down the Quran to you by stages. Therefore be patient with constancy to the command of your Lord, and do not obey either a sinner or a disbeliever among them. And remember the name of your Lord every morning and afternoon, and during night prostrate yourself to Him, and glorify Him a long night through. Indeed, these people love the life of this world and put behind them a heavy day. It is we who created them, and we have made them of strong build. And when we will, we can replace them with others like them with a complete replacement. Indeed, this is an admonition. So whosoever wills, let him take a path to his Lord. But you cannot will unless Allah wills. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. He will admit to His mercy whom He wills, and as for the wrongdoers, He has prepared a painful torment. Surah Al-Mursalat, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wal-Mursalati Urfa, By the winds sent forth one after another, and by the winds that blow violently, and by the winds that scatter clouds and rain, and by the verses that separate truth from false, and by the angels that bring the revelations to the messengers, to cut off all excuses or to warn, surely what you are promised must come to pass. Then when the stars lose their light, and when the heaven is cleft asunder, and when the mountains are blown away, and when the messengers are gathered to their time appointed, For what day are these signs postponed? For the day of decision. And what will explain to you what is the day of decision? Woe that day to those who deny. Did we not destroy the angels? So shall we make later generations follow them. Thus do we deal with the criminals. Woe that day to those who deny. Did we not create you from a despised water? Then we placed it in a place of safety for a known period. So we did measure, and we are the best to measure. Woe that day to those who deny. Have we not made the earth a receptacle for the living and the dead, and have placed therein firm and tall mountains, and have given you to drink sweet water? Woe that day to those who deny. It will be said to the disbelievers, depart to that which you used to deny. Depart to a shadow of smoke ascending in three columns, neither shady nor of any use against the fierce flame of the fire. Indeed, hell throws sparks as huge as a fort, as if they were yellow camels or bundles of robes. Woe that day to those who deny. That will be a day when they shall not speak, and they shall not be permitted to put forth any excuse. Woe that day to those who deny. This will be the day of decision. We have brought you and the men of old together. So if you have a plot, use it against me. For wailu yawma idhin lil mukazzibin. Woe that day to those who deny. Indeed, the Allah conscious shall be amidst shades and springs, and food such as they desire. Eat and drink for that which you used to do. Thus do we reward those who do good. Wailu yawma idhin lil mukazzibin. Woe that day to those who deny. Eat and enjoy yourselves in this worldly life for a little while. Indeed, you are the criminals. Wailu yawma idhin lil mukazzibin. Woe that day to those who deny. And when it is said to them, bow down yourself, they do not bow down, they do not pray. Wailu yawma idhin lil mukazzibin. Woe that day to those who deny. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Then in what statement after this will they believe? آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.